It has helped us decide what to wear, whether we should drive, and even how to plan our day. And now, the last of its kind has left Earth for good.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
We depend on weather data every day, even if we rarely think about it. Icy roads, thunderstorms, and heat waves all have some kind of effect on our daily lives. For over 30 years, the NOAA Polar Orbiting Satellites have collected data from our planet's surface and atmosphere that are vital for long-range weather forecasting. In February 2009, the last of the polar orbiting satellites blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Besides collecting weather data, the NOAA N-Prime satellite also receives distress signals from mariners and hikers. In 2013, once the NOAA N-Prime completes its mission, it will be replaced by a new generation of environmental satellites. This new fleet will have highly capable sensors for even more accurate weather forecasting. The end of this satellite era will rush in a new one and will have us seeing weather much more clearly, rain or shine.
This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics.